I'm Ted Robbins in Tucson with a reminder that this was a partial government shutdown. I'm at sector headquarters for the Border Patrol. Today, and for the last 2 weeks pretty much, cars and SUVs with agents have been going in and out of the parking lot here. So have buses carrying people apprehended in the desert, along with people who are being deported back to Mexico.
Border Patrol as a policing force here in southern Arizona is a constant.
Juanita Molina is with the immigrant rights group Border Action Network. She says her community felt afraid, as usual. Of course, others say even a partial pullback would have been an invitation for more illegal crossers to enter. Customs and Border Protection officials didn't respond to a request for comment. On the other hand, Park Service employees were talking to everyone.
Hi there, how you doing?
Hi there, welcome to Suwannee National Park. How are you folks doing today?
Doing great.
For the first time in 16 days, rangers let visitors in to bike and hike the trails in this forest of giant cactus. Mike Mucker lives down the road.
We like hiking here, and it's very, very frustrating that it was closed, especially for such silly reasons.
Two visitors from Salt Lake City, Craig Hansen and Irene Fisher, had to rearrange their vacation to accommodate the shutdown.
Stayed in places we hadn't planned to stay and visited places we hadn't planned to stay. And we were very happy to see this open today because we have to go home tomorrow.
Hansen says the nation's leaders are doing a bad job. Irene Fisher is wary about another shutdown when the current agreement expires in January.
I hope they're smart enough to get the message, but I'm not confident that we'll avoid it.
Darla Seidels is just happy to be back at work for now. She's superintendent of Saguaro National Park.
Absolutely. It felt like the first day of school today. The employees were coming in. Everybody was just gleeful.
Seidels has some emergency money in case there's another shutdown.
We always think that as federal employees, our jobs are pretty secure. And clearly, this is an indication that they're not always secure.
She says most of her 79 employees live paycheck to paycheck. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.